I'm back, bitches, again. Yeah, man, I'm kind of been falling off with the podcast. I'm just having a few issues with work, but Roger and Stone with Beer and a Song with today's guest, return guest, Jacqueline and her boyfriend, DJ. I really did enjoy having these guys back on again. I do talk about the episode I had with Jacqueline. I think it was the 12th episode called Jacqueline Saves the World. That was actually one of my favorite podcasts, mainly because she was telling me things that I didn't know a lot about when it comes to the environment. So that was fun. Today was something different and brought them back on because they're like myself. They're both music lovers. And DJ is actually a drummer, which we did talk about him getting back into the studio and having drum talk, because I could talk about fucking drums and drummers and all types of shit forever. So we'll get him back in, but today I brought them in for Beer and a Song, which Jacqueline was a little tired. I'm not mad at her because I can understand working the long shifts and being a server can be exhausting, you know, getting food for people, trying to remember their orders, carrying all the shit constantly on your feet. The night just goes on for what seems like forever in that industry, and I can understand them. That is why I tend to tip my servers fairly well. I love 18th Street. I'm trying to butter them up to have them as a sponsor, because I do love their beer. I do love their food. They're fantastic people. But yeah, I always tip well. Please always tip well. Those people deserve to be tipped well if they're good. But anyway, let's get back to this this fucking episode here. Beer and a Song with Jacqueline and DJ. Hope you guys enjoy. Thank you guys for tuning back in. I am going to stay on top of things. I do promise. Shit's just been hectic with work. But thank you guys for coming back and listening. Love you all. All right, guys, we're going.
All right.
So we have in the studio again, gracing us. With their presence, we have Jacqueline and her boyfriend DJ. How's it going, guys?
It's going great.
Pretty good.
So Jacqueline just got off. You just got off a long shift, huh?
I did, but I'm pushing through.
So, I'm gonna get this a little bit closer. Okay. No, you're fine. You can stay there. So, is it all right if I tell people where you work, or you want to tell people where you work? Because it's basically I drink these guys' beer all the time.
I mean, yeah, we could put a plug in for 18th Street Brewery. There we go. That's where I work.
And you just recently started, huh?
Yep. Yeah. I just unofficially maybe finished training. I don't know how it goes. It's complicated around these parts, you see. So stay tuned for more. But yeah, I just started working there.
All right. Well, we'll definitely hear about it again, because I was going to save this towards the end, but I do want to have you back in to figure out what's going on with the Dunes, because I keep seeing your pictures and I'm like, let's see what's happening.
So speaking of the Dunes,
do you want to talk about it, or you want to wait for...
We can wait. We'll talk about it more.
Because I want you to gather more information, because, I mean, I'm definitely trying to change things.
We can talk about it more, but I am on the lookout for a new conservation thing, because my program just ended.
No.
And my crew. Yeah, I just had my farewell with my crew yesterday, and it was beautiful. I love those people.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Well, it's okay.
Will you be able to find something else? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's tons of opportunities. It's just one of those bittersweet moments where our crew was so perfect and like now we're all saying our goodbyes, and yeah,
that's sad.
Yeah.
Well, my buddy Joe out there, he just left this company that he's been with for I think like almost 20 years. No, I think 15-16 years. But he just left them, and apparently it was one of those things where it was everybody, there was tears and I'm so sad you're leaving. But yeah. It happens, you know, when you find something you love, you get an attachment to people.
And yeah, it happens for sure. I'm feeling bittersweet. Good about it, though, for sure. But yeah, I will definitely hit you up more with more info about the Dunes when that time arrives.
Because I was hoping you would have got that podcast started. I mean, you can still do that, though.
I'm still going to do that. For people who are listening, they're probably like, she's never going to do it. But
I have
truth is, I will. I just... I'm finally in like financially a position where I can start saving more money. Mm-hmm. So now I can get the stuff I need.
Because like I said, these microphones aren't expensive.
I know, but I just
really want to
like get, you know, I got to get a decent amount of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, so, no, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
but yeah. It's gonna happen though, with no doubt.
I really want it to. With no doubt, it's gonna happen. Because here's the thing, and I'm not bragging about this, but I'm not trying to be nice. But I do talk about it a lot. Like that was probably one of my most like favorite episodes, besides the one that I had with Nate, and I think that's it. Sorry, guys. The beer and the song, the last one I did with Nate was fucking awesome. It was a fun one.
Yeah, we listened to that one.
Yeah, was that we did a science?
Yes.
The Incubus song?
Yes.
Yeah, we listened to that one.
Man,
yeah.
we had a fucking crazy childhood with that, man. Like, we had a Volvo. He had a Volvo, and it was, like, blue, and then he painted it, and it was, like, Superman blue.
Oh, wow.
We did so much crazy shit with that fucking Volvo.
Nice.
The back window was busted out. I'm pretty sure we'll talk about it. There was one thing that we had done where we were in a fucking car chase with a pizza guy.
Oh, wow. Hell yeah.
Well, you might end up hearing it, but it had to do with that gentleman out there throwing a water balloon half filled with mustard while he was getting out of his car. So it hit the inside of his car, exploded, and he started chasing us for like 15 minutes. I didn't want him to get the license plate, so I'm telling my buddy Nate, hang out the back, cover the license. So the whole way we're driving, he's leaning out the back, covering the license plate. But we got away. We got away.
Yeah.
Don't know how, but we got away.
That's pretty crazy.
DJ, how are you doing, man?
I've been doing good. Yeah. Work's been slowed down. Doing some jamming. Low Country's got some new music we're going to be writing pretty soon probably recording sometime over the summer. We actually just like booked an Airbnb and we're pretty much just going to like lock ourselves in a house for 9 days.
Oh, really?
Then, you know.
Okay.
Just write. You know, we'll have a lot of it written before we get there, but we're just going to record and, you know, have hopefully a new, you know, 5-6 song EP by the summertime, something like that.
Yeah, where are you guys recording?
We're bringing all Mike's studio equipment. Our bass player has his own studio, Ascension Sound. He's done us. He did Get By. He did a couple other projects, I believe. But yeah, that's where we did our last EP, Lush. Mm-hmm. He recorded everything. So we're pretty much bringing everything with us.
Nice.
And we're just going to set up somewhere like secluded. We wanted to go somewhere that was like, you know, aesthetic for us, like aesthetically pleasing, you know, like mountains,
kind of like
lakes,
how the whole
you know, inspiration,
like how they did Incubus did with Morning View.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Where they just bought that house with a nice view of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, something like
that's
that.
That's nice, man. That'd be good inspiration for you guys.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We booked
I'm
one
so
in
jealous.
Michigan, and we'll be out there. We'll be doing that. We're going to Florida. Jackie and I and some of my family. We're going there to see a brother of mine. March. Sometime in the middle of March. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm also going to Washington, D.C. in March. So
yeah.
Nice. Shout out to that.
Nice.
Doing some advocacy work for the Great Lakes. So
oh, really?
Should turn
okay.
out to be pretty exciting, hopefully.
I thought you were going to go visit Trump. I was like, do me a favor.
Oh, wait. I can't say that.
I don't care.
You can say that. No. Nope.
You can say that. The only thing is, like, if somebody wants to come on and talk about politics, I just listen to them. I just keep my beliefs to myself with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Afterwards, we can talk, but I'm not going to do it on the air.
We're just going to skirt, put it in
reverse. Yeah, we'll just pump the brakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's cool, man. So, also, I guess while you're here, man, is it all right? Because you guys are basically local band, right?
In
Northwest Indiana. So would it be cool if we use your guys' music for Two Fat Fox?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I wanted to ask you, we got to figure it out because I still got to wait to see what's going on with Jim.
He just
supposedly he's getting over the coronavirus.
No,
just kidding about that. That's what he was saying. He's got the coronavirus.
Man.
I'm like, yeah, get the Lyme disease with that.
I saw that meme. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Those are funny. I like the memes when they come
super
out.
Super funny.
That. But
with the corona and the lime that was cut up next to it.
You see the one with the where it says like suffering from corona disease and it's this fat Mexican dude like leaning back over a case of corona.
Yeah, he's in like a parking lot. Yeah.
Just drunk.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
But he just got over being sick and then he went out to New Orleans. So I think tomorrow he's gonna come in and talk about that. But I mean, for future episodes, man, if you guys want to shoot me a song that we can play and we'll give you a shout out or.
Yeah.
You know
no
what,
problem.
Dude? Yesterday I should have went to your show, because you had a show yesterday, or am I?
No, that was Frank's band. Frank has another band, Vandal Heart.
Oh, okay. And I thought that was you guys.
Yeah, they were filming a music video, and I believe it was Flint, Michigan, somewhere in Michigan, because most of the guys in Vandal Heart are actually from Michigan, I believe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Besides Frank and the drummer, they're from out here in Chicago. But yeah, I believe they did the show, and they were filming a music video at a house party show. Mm. Yeah, our next show isn't going to be till March 7th. We're playing.
That's what it was, because yeah, I thought it was yesterday.
Oh yeah, February. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, fuck, I can go to that. And then I got home and I was cleaning the apartment and hanging out with my dog and making food for the week. And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I was actually jamming. I started jamming with some other guys recently too.
Oh okay, nice.
So I was actually doing that last night. Yeah, that's a fun little project.
Same kind of style or
something? No, real easy going mellow really? Stuff like oh, real okay. glass jaw Deftones type
Ooh,
vibes. You know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice man.
Yeah,
sounds pretty good. Just saying.
You heard it already?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's the good thing about being the girlfriend of a guy in a band. You get to hear the music before yeah. everybody else does.
It's definitely music you can groove to, which I appreciate because I love to dance. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, awesome. It's fun. It's like that's like my bread and butter. Like as far as playing drums, you know, I love playing heavy music, but when you can just play like.
Stuff you that have, you like, can let loose to yeah, it feels more comfortable.
Like you're just doing like a 3-4 beat or something, and then you could just do your chops or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, because
over,
that's I mean that's another thing. I guess eventually I want to get you in here so we can talk drums. But I've always found that regular, you know, 4-4 time or 3-4 time, if you just keep it simple, that just leaves it open for more fills.
Like yeah,
cooler fills.
The last song we were just started to work on was all in 3-4, and it's super fun. It's got a nice little swing to it.
Yeah, yeah. That's usually what 3-4 is, man.
Yeah.
It's got a nice ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
ding,
it's got a nice little, you know, but it's still, I don't know, it's like the best way. Most of the guys that are I'm jamming with now have been like in and out of the music scene for years, and we're all like huge Glassjaw fans. Mm. So I think that's just really starting to come out as we're writing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I miss Glassjaw. Anyway, so, all right, let's talk about what we're drinking here. Let's start off with Jacqueline. What you drinking?
So I have here Softcore Mutation. It's a Foder. I'm not sure how you say this.
Those damn
yeah,
French.
That's a weird word.
Yeah. not exactly sure, but it's that blend number 001. Anyways, in layman's terms, it's a sour, and it's from... Maplewood Brewery in Chicago.
So how long has that place been open? I just recently heard about it. I don't know if it's been open for a while.
I've been drinking these beers from Maplewood for maybe about a year now.
So they've been around for a bit.
Yeah. It's a brewery and a distillery, actually. They have some more popular beers that are distributed in the area, like Son of Juice and Juice Pants. You probably heard of those ones.
Yes. The Son of Juice. I think I had that at, I think, at one of these local bars. Over here been in.
It's like a tall, like purple can.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it came out of the can or the tap.
Oh, yeah.
It may have came out of the. I don't remember. The lady who was like pouring it for us didn't know anything about it. She just knew the name.
Wow.
Like, wow. Well, it was, again, it was just your local bar where they still allow you to smoke.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That's fair.
I don't spend a lot of time in those bars.
No.
You got those new fancy beers if you want.
Yeah. You got one of them sissy beers. All right. And DJ, what are you drinking, my man?
This is Peaches and Memes, a milkshake style IPA. I love milkshake IPAs. I don't know when that started, but the first time I had one was at Byway, and super good, super delicious. This one's actually, I think this one's fairly strong. I want to say it's around 8% or something like that. This is from Windmill Brewery. I have a buddy over there who's a brewer. I'm just going to give him a shout out, Michael Wacky. Good friend of mine, good brewer, makes really good beer. He hasn't made a beer that I don't like. Mm-hmm. He's responsible for Peaches and Memes. A lot of their meme beers that they had, because they had a few of them. They had a memesicle one, a Peaches and Meme, and they had a few different varieties. He just recently did, almost a year ago, he made a beer for this band called Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He actually got in contact with them. He got the permission from the guy who did the artwork to do his beer can because it was called the Strawberry Swisher Suite.
Mm.
And he set out to do it. He put the word out. And I remember, like, I went there that morning, and then, like, I didn't think it was going to be anything crazy, you know? I was just like, yeah, Mike's got that Dance Gavin Dance beer. Let's go check it out. And Dance Gavin Dance was actually playing. They played the night before in Chicago. So Mike lives right down the street from Windmill. He said he wakes up in the morning, and then he just hears, like, people outside, and he looks out, and there's people lined up, like, outside of his brewery. Like, no people from shit. Across the country had came to buy this beer because Dance Gavin Dance has become, like, this novelty band where they have, like, so much little pieces of merchandise that people love to collect, you know, and like this beer, you know, and it was a strawberry, I believe it was a milkshake it's IPA. It was mm-hmm. fucking delicious. Mm-hmm. I believe he was sold out within like the first hour.
Whoa.
I was lucky enough to just be friends with the guy to be able to like.
Got you 4-pack, man.
Yeah. He's like, I got one for you, you know, and nice. I kept it like even after I kept it, like I remember posting a picture of it and then like people were just messaging me. They were like, dude, I'll give you $40 a can for the beer. And I was like, what the hell, dude? Like, it's beer, shit. You know, but it's yeah, just for, yeah. you know, the label, the artwork they had on it, the fact that it was a Dance Gavin Dance beer. But yeah, Mike Lowacki, he also runs what was it called? Foreign Local. Like he makes his own coffee. His call that? The cold brews.
Yeah. Cold brews. They're super good.
That's my favorite fucking coffee is cold brew.
Yeah, yeah.
I've drank those, and I will admit it was delicious. As a coffee drinker, the DJ's not a coffee drinker, but no. I'm a coffee drinker, and yeah. I drank that coffee, and it got me right. As fuck.
Because cold brew, the thing, it's a lot stronger because you're letting it sit and, you know, just like steep or whatever for 12 to 18
letting
hours.
Letting it all
or,
mingle and
yeah,
shit.
Letting it do its magical nonsense.
Yeah.
But it also, it's less acidic and easier on your stomach. That's why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you drink it like that, you taste more of like...
It tastes more acidic because it's all
You think
like,
so?
I think cold brew, yeah, it tastes more like... Well, I've had some very smooth cold brew, but I've also had cold brew that like you can just, you know, you can taste like... You really taste it. Like it hits you.
See,
it gets you on that first drink and you're like, yee! You just fucking, yeah.
But
it hits you good.
It is way more powerful. But I've never had the taste like... That's strong.
What's the one that you
the one
swear
I recently
by?
Discovered
yeah.
that I'm obsessed with now is I don't even know how you
Stoke?
Say it. Stoke, yeah. But it's the not too sweet one with the red label. That coffee, amazing.
Yeah,
it's so good.
They actually, I don't know if you ever stopped into like a truck stop gas station.
Yeah, they have like little mini shots of those.
I got a whole bunch of those for you.
What?
Oh, nice. Because
when I go in there, I'll get some for my coffee. Well, when I was drinking coffee, I would pour like 4 of them in there, and I just my
nice.
Big ass hand, put them in my pocket.
For the past 24 hours, I've survived off caffeine and energy drinks.
Yeah, those things, you put two
I've
of those
been,
in your coffee, you're set.
I've been a little, yeah.
That's
yeah, for sure.
Help.
That's like wow. I don't know. It just wasn't for me. I enjoy the taste of coffee every now and then, especially if I go out for breakfast. But for the most part, like I. Never wake up and crave coffee. I know it's not like a daily thing for me.
I need it, man.
Yeah.
I'll fucking kill somebody.
I didn't drink coffee yesterday, and I drank green tea instead, which still has some caffeine content.
It's just
not
the same.
But I got the worst headache ever. I literally
really?
Got home from work, and I had to, like, take a nap and, like, lay down.
Because
my head was hurting so bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
your
that's
body
caffeine.
Was mad at you. Like, what the fuck
caffeine.
Is this?
And he's like, what
get
is this
shit?
Get this
shit out of my face. What do you get?
It's awful. Green bullshit.
It's awful. I don't... Don't follow
my
example
flavored
on this.
Flavored water.
I don't condone this behavior.
I don't like tea. I mean, they're like, I drink tea.
I love
it's
tea.
Not the same as coffee.
Oh, I love tea. Do but you? I love tea, but it's not a replacement for coffee. I just equally like tea.
I have, somebody gave me the little tea bags, but I don't, they've been sitting there for a while, but if I want something towards the end of the night, just to give me a little pickup, but I can still fall asleep in a couple hours, I'll do that. I'll do that, but
yeah,
coffee for life, man.
Yeah,
especially so. Cold brew, man.
Yeah, not for me.
What? Well, how old are you?
30.
Jesus Christ, no coffee.
Yeah, no coffee.
Yeah. I know it's insane, right?
You're not human.
I drink, and it's crazy because I've been doing like industrial work, which is like mostly like anywhere from 8 to 12 hour
yeah,
shifts.
It's coffee driven people,
yeah,
here, man.
And I'm just here drinking water like a fucking asshole, like a. Like a caveman.
You're tired, pussies. What's wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
All right. So now that we got... Oh, so this these guys are Dyer, Maryville?
Yeah, in Dyer, Indiana, right across the street from the hospital. The guy who makes this beer is actually a drummer, too. He's actually somebody I think you would probably really enjoy talking to if you ever were looking for more people on a podcast, because he does all kinds of really cool stuff, you know, especially like as far as making beer. He likes to make beers with bands, and the flavors he makes, they're all good. They're all really good.
Yeah, isn't he making another beer for another band? Amorosa, is
it? No, I don't know what.
No, you said it was some
band. It's not Amorosa, but I don't know if that's something he's like.
Oh.
Putting like, out there like that.
Okay, it's not for real yet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're letting out all the secrets.
Actually,
it's
no,
not even the right band.
I did remember. Like,
it doesn't matter.
I did remember he posted it on Facebook. He was like, yeah. I can't fucking hold the secret anymore. And then like he
said something. I thought it was public knowledge. I'm sorry, okay? Yeah. I didn't know.
It is now.
But he actually...
Not a lot of people listen.
He throws shows in Windmill. He does like these secret shows. He does like invite only, so they're not really too crazy. They're free. If you get an invite, cool, come. Invite a friend. And they're not usually heavy bands. Like the last couple shows we went to, Gorilla Brothers played, Lost Years played, Oceans Over Airplanes, which is now Park in Maine. Really cool. You know, you go on
the... See, man, I'm so out of the music loop. I don't know any of these bands,
oh,
if
man.
That's what they are.
They're all pretty much all pop punk. Well, Park in Maine's like indie rock, but they're really,
okay.
really good. Oceans Over, they used to be Oceans Over Airplanes. They've been probably in the local scene for like 10 years.
Oh, shit, man, that'll be interesting to have him on. I mean, if when you and I do a drum podcast, like, we just talk about drums, bring him with if he's willing, man. That'd
yeah.
be fucking cool to do that. We might get lost in like 3 hours of conversation because I can do that.
Yeah, Mike's a cool guy, and he listens to a lot of really good music, and he makes a really good beer, you know.
Nice.
So it's he's just really knowledgeable about all that.
That'll be fun, then. Indeed. Okay, music time. What do we listen to? Because I am excited.
Music time.
I heard a little bit of it. Again, everybody listen, I'm firing from the hip here. Usually with Nate, we'll send each other the music ahead of time, like about a week, and then we just listen and then research. But
yeah,
you guys are my first
ones. I think
ones.
I'm also firing from the hip here because when I got off work, I hadn't been thinking about what song I wanted all day, okay?
On the way to the liquor store. I was like, hey, by the way, Roger needs to know what song you want.
Yeah, we're going to the liquor store. He wants to know
the
song.
That's the hardest one, isn't it? You're like, shit.
And so, yeah, I picked a song that I wasn't 100% going to pick. I thought about the song. I'm not going to lie. I did think about picking it. But then I was like, yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know if this is the song. And then I was debating it, and I go to turn on my phone to, like, listen to some music and get some inspiration, and that was the first song that popped up. So, like, I had to do it, you know?
Nice. And then who did you pick?
Okay, so I picked this band Movements and their song called Full Circle.
Okay. And then if you want to just break it down a little bit, because you've heard with Nate and myself when we talk about it, it's usually we talk about the beer, talk about the song, the band, and then we just talk about it or whatever, and then we just go right into it. So go for it, man.
Okay. So, yeah, it's this band called Movements, and they have saved me from a ton of just crazy times in my life. Like, I love this band. I have a deep, like, sincere, emotional, like, love for this band because it's got me through some hard shit and, like, some crazy times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But this song in particular... It's talking about how, like, if you're someone that struggles with mental health problems, it's almost always in, like, a circle or a cycle. So you always will find yourself, like, getting back to a point where that you were in the past. And I just really related to that a lot. And so the song is beautiful. I've seen it live twice. And, yeah, it's just a great song. I love
it. That's the thing I like about music, man. It's always, it helps you in one way or another. Or,
yeah, it's just
know,
helped
it
me a lot.
How can you not like music, man? All right, so let's get this going. Full Circle by Movements?
Yep.
All right, let's play this real quick.
Yep. Which Movements? Hoping they're supposed to release new music.
I'm tearing apart at the seams. Still trying to mend these holes in my jeans. Leaving my skin to stain as I bleed. Give up. Turning this concrete bed, and in the morning I'll try again. Pray for something to ease my dread. End up with trembling limbs instead, and this feels endless. As if there's not a solace in the world that could mend this. Everything will repeat in the end. It's not a matter of if, it's when. This has happened before. It
Yeah, right as I just turn right back the mics on, it's like, slap me. Like, wait a minute. Swear to God, we're not doing anything, people. It's just, she's just tired.
Yeah, that was a joke. That was 100% a joke. There was actually no slapping going
right
on.
Right as the mic goes on, slap me.
Oh, man. That was great. That was super great. So...
Oh my God! Sorry, guys. So that was Full Circle by Movements. What else? You were saying something before we went into the song. I'm sorry that I cut you off.
Oh, like no, totally fine. I was just gonna say that they're supposed to release new music this year, and I have been forever patiently, not so patiently, waiting and stalking all their social media to figure out when they're gonna have it out there, but they haven't yet. But yeah, Movements. It's one of my favorite bands. They're from California. And, yeah, they just write a lot of heartfelt stuff. They also have a song on the Songs That Saved My Life album.
Oh, wow. That's the name of the album?
Well, so you know how they used to have, like, all the themed, like, albums for genres and songs and music or whatever? This one is, like, a Songs That Saved My Life, like, titled album. So it's all these artists that do these cover songs. Compilation. And it's all these artists that do cover songs. Songs Save My Life. We have Movements. They have Losing My Religion on here. It's a great one. It's a really good one. Check it out.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Dance Gavin Dance has an awesome one on there.
So are these originals or covers?
They're all covers.
No, they're all covers. Yeah.
But they basically asked a bunch of bands like to cover a song that was like meant a lot to them. So it's basically like a bunch of 90s songs.
Live. Get
the
out of here.
But how they picked those bands though, see the bands that are covering all of these songs, they were selectively picked by people who had admitted that like their songs help save their life.
So or, the songs like, that they're singing.
These bands' original songs have helped people get through crazy.
That.
Yeah, that was how they picked these bands. These bands were like nominated to be on the Songs That Saved My Life collaboration because they were all.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, dude.
But yeah, because they were all like, because they were just all so inspirational and like very like, you know, they help people through crazy stuff. And that's what I love the most about music is music just heals people.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful.
And that's what I was saying. I think when the mics were off, or maybe I don't, my mind's all over the fucking place, but it's definitely one of those things where it can, like, after a breakup, you know, like, even at the time when songs don't mean shit to you, or they're just songs that sound cool, all of a sudden your heart's broken, and all of a sudden songs have meaning.
Yeah.
You know, and then those songs tend to get you through. Like, I don't know how many times fucking Incubus has got me through fucking heartache.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how many times fucking, you know, Deftones have just, like get your shit together, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, you know, just. Because sometimes you can talk to people and, you know, talk to your friends. They don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You play music and say, he understands me.
Yeah, so. Music does something that, like, nothing else does. The fact that, as like us as humans, can take things and make noises and make those noises sound good.
Mm.
And then just, like, there's...
Yeah.
To write a song is, like, a fucking beautiful thing. And to write a song that somebody connects to is fucking, like...
I mean, it's got to be a great feeling to know that if you did write a song and it actually did help somebody through some sort of massive struggle, that's got to be a great feeling.
Oh, that's like, that's goals for that to happen. Not in song form, but, well, I mean, maybe in song form, but as someone who loves to write, I would just hope one day that whatever it is that I write could help another person. That's like my life goal.
Yeah. It's like all the festivals, you know, you go to most music festivals, no matter if it's metal or EDM or... rock festival, usually it's just people that are just like looking to have the best fucking time that they possibly can. Everybody's being nice, nobody's fucking, you know, fighting. There's not like,
well, there's fights.
Yeah, there's fights.
You know what? I guess I shouldn't say that, but there's always different cultures.
I'd say for the most part, it's basically people, like-minded individuals, just wanting to have a good time.
There's always a fight, but a good percentage of the time, there's always that group of people that want it to stop, and it stops. You know, like, I don't know how many fights I've broken up. There was one that almost happened at a fucking Incubus concert, man. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Playing at Incubus. Like, why are you going to fight? Like, look at this. Look at all the pretty women. There's fucking Incubus on stage. You want to fight? And
too much $13 Modelos.
It was Tecate.
Accurate. So accurate.
It was Tecate that day. It was. That's But it was I forgot, it was like during the summer, so all those people with fucking breathing on you, and it's like, man, yeah, this beer is so good right now.
Yeah.
So DJ, what do you got for us, man?
Okay, so like I was thinking about what song to pick pretty much since you asked us to come back on the podcast, and I was like, man, pick a fucking Glassjaw song because you love Glassjaw. Everyone knows you're going to pick Glassjaw. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
Curveball.
Yep. Quarterback sneak. Flea flicker. But we're going to do, this band is called Hundredth. The song is called Whatever. The song is, for me, I interpret it as basically a guy who's writing about, he doesn't know what he's looking for. He just, it's just kind of whatever for him, you know? Mm. And he's just writing about like how he just wants to, like, he just wants to do whatever he wants to do without being, you know, questioned or pressured. He wants to be whoever he wants to be without, you know, like,
he's getting all YOLO about it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I guess everybody, I think I'm already past that point where you get to a phase of your life where you're like, what the fuck am I going to do? You know, like what's,
yeah,
you get to a point where it's, you're not young enough to like blow shit off anymore. And you got so many years till it's like you have to start making bigger decisions, you know. And for me, the song is just so laid back and relaxed. It's like, it always makes me, every time I listen to the song, it comes on my Spotify, it makes me feel better.
Nice. Just
the groove to the song, you know. But they actually used to be a really heavy band. And then,
yeah, I heard a little bit of it. To be honest with you, I thought it was going to be the other way around with the music picks. I'm
yeah,
like, I know who picked this. I'm such a judgmental asshole. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, me and Jackie listen to like a lot of stuff and a lot of different type of music, but we also share a lot of music with each other. So mm-hmm, between me and her, it could be like Busta Rhymes one day, and then we could be listening to like, I don't know, something heavy.
Then we're gonna,
you
listen
know,
to some Getter or like some Zed yeah, Stead or something.
Yeah, like it's
or
always,
some dance,
you know,
music. I yeah, love dancing, so I have to bring in the dance element.
Like you're bringing up Busta Rhymes, man. Just yesterday, man, I had a flashback to my early days when I was just a young boy before the beard. A Tribe Called Quest scenario.
Oh, wow.
When they had like Leaders of the New School, and wow, it was, you know, A Tribe Called Quest and a bunch of other guys. And
I haven't heard that so long.
That's what I was like, man, this fucking album is hot. But you know what? I saw them at Pitchfork Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it was, they had, I forgot what the name of the guy was. He filled in for, that's Joe talking about Wayne. We'll talk about that afterwards. But Fife Dog passed away. One of the singers for him. So they had this guy fill in. But there was this one moment during the show where everybody walked off stage and the camera just panned in on a solo mic and just played, you know, a backing track of just his vocals singing the song.
Oh, nice.
Off, you know, the Low End Theory.
Yeah.
Dude, there was not a fucking dry eye in that crowd.
Oh, man.
I was like, dude, that was fucking sad. I was yeah, like, goddamn. I was like, that's rough, man.
That's,
I need a beer.
That's some emotional stuff, man.
It was. But, okay, who we playing?
Hundredth. Whatever.
All right, let's get this started.
Tightrope, don't wanna come down.
I'm here.
That's a good way to come back in. Yeah. Nice little fade out there. All right. So that was Whatever by 100th. I like how they just come up with these names. Thanks, man.
Like I said, their first album was pretty heavy, and then at some point they just started doing this, and it sounds really good. The Whatever is one of their newer songs. I don't even know if it's off an album or if they just released an EP, but I fucking love music like that. Just super. I don't even know what you categorize that, what genre that is.
That's you know, it's every now and then. I'm pretty sure the lady upstairs. When she hears me playing my music, she's like, "What the fuck is wrong with this guy?"
Yeah.
It'll go Glassjaw, Deftones, and then it'll go to who was I listening to? Kimbra.
Kimbra, I know Kimbra.
Man, and she's familiar. So she's probably. You ever hear that that Somebody I Used to Know song?
Mm-hmm.
She's the girl.
She's in that, yeah.
Oh,
that's the girl.
Okay.
And she really likes showing her boobs. She's all into that. But I really like her music. And like the first album, Vows, was fucking amazing. I was like, who is this chick? And I checked it out, and that first album just hooked me.
We just recently seen, how do you pronounce it? Is it Toro y Moi? Is that how?
Yeah, it's either Toro y Moi or Toro y Moi. I mean, if it's in French, it's
fucking French people.
If it's in French,
maybe
it's Toro
y
Moi.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's French.
This is French.
But basically, it was
it's Fodir.
Fodir.
They had this venue in Chicago, House of Vans. I've been to two shows there so far, and all the shows they do there are free. Everything's free when you go there, besides the food. The beer's free, and it's craft beer. They have two or three different craft beers. I saw Converge there over the summer. Free, absolutely free. The catch is you have to RSVP. And get there and wait in line. So you could be waiting in a line up to 2 hours. Or even if you show up late, you're still going to be waiting in line for an hour. But it's free. It's an awesome venue that literally has skateboard ramps all over it. A big venue. I don't even know what to really compare it to because it doesn't look like anything. But it's about the size of the Metro.
Like the Metro, man. That's such a small personal space.
Oh, it's like...
That's where I think I'd seen Glassjaw there once, Deftones there once.
Oh, man. 06 is when I saw Glassjaw there. That was probably, it was like.
Oh, wow. That was.
A little bit after. Worship and Tribute was like 04 or something like that. It was a little bit after that.
Is Worship and Tribute that old?
I believe
so. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's pretty old. I remember watching Cosmopolitan Bloodlust, the music video on like Headbangers Ball or something like that, or MTV2.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, who the fuck is this? This is Glassjaw.
You know what? I didn't like Glassjaw at first, but after like the third listen, I'm like, all right, dude, these guys are getting me juiced.
I caught him on Worship and Tribute. Like, I hadn't heard. Like,
Everything You Wanted to Know About Silence was a real good one for me. Like that.
Yeah.
Because I heard that one. Or was it Kiss Kiss Bang Bang that I heard first? Fuck, I don't remember. But either way, man, I heard him like, I don't know if I liked him. And then after a while, I'm like, okay, I get it now, man.
Yeah. But yeah, House of Vans is this venue. They do these free shows, and basically you have to RSVP to go to them. So that's the catch.
That's good.
So there was a show coming up that was the Friday before our 1 year anniversary. So I was like, oh, this would be really cool to check these guys out. Hadn't even listened to the guy. We listened to the guy and we liked it. It's like dance music. It's like I had the best way I explained it is like it's dance music you would imagine hearing in Grand Theft Auto V, like the music you hear like playing that video game. It's just this really like just like
it's very chill vibe dance music.
Yeah, it's like chill house music, mm-hmm.
Nice.
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
But we went there and it was like the best fucking time ever. I don't dance, but I danced there. They had like photo booths, free beer. We were there. For
House of Vans is dope.
How did you feel about when you were dancing though?
Yeah,
just
I was
like,
feeling
fuck
it.
Why not, man?
I was feeling it. Yeah, a little
start
bit.
Start dancing
at least,
like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Oh God! Like you got to try to not like dance that good. You know, she was doing it way too hard.
Oh man, yeah. She was going.
Yeah,
she was going hard in the paint, man.
Yeah, but that's perfect awesome. For Seinfeld. That I wouldn't expect anything less from that show.
No man, I miss Seinfeld. I don't like the way it ended, but whatever. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Yeah,
here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that show was really cool. Toro y Moi, I guess.
I'm not sure how you super say it. I would just say Toro y Moi. Yeah.
It was super fun though. It was like
just good.
It was just a random show
that
we
very fun. if you just like to dance and vibe to music, I was in a happy place while I'm there. Yeah. That's because like I'm like 110% best myself when I'm like dancing with super loud music.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool. You know, I mean.
Yeah, it's because she always.
You're just letting loose.
She always talks about like she wants me to go to like an EDM show and all that, and like I really don't listen to it. And I was like, I'll go, you know, but I was like, but I don't know how to dance.
I'd be so scared to go to and one then, of those, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna eventually do some sort of drug that I should not be doing, and I'm gonna do something really fucking dumb. Yeah.
I mean, just because you do drugs that aren't legal doesn't mean you're gonna do something dumb.
Well, probably do something dumb.
She legitimately goes to these places to dance, you know, because it's usually those two different types. Crowd, there's people there just to dance, and there's people there who are there to fucking party, you know.
Oh yeah.
So but the Toro show, that was literally everyone was there was just fucking
I do have part, to admit one thing that I did not like about that entire night at House of Vans to see Toro y Moi was because as someone who goes to like dancing, like as someone who listens to EDM and has gone to, you know, different kinds of shows and concerts and, like, you know, even been to what some would call a rave. The culture in those places is so beautiful and so welcoming, and everyone is so nice, and everyone is just, like, so, like, genuine and, like, they want to have a good time. At that House of Vans show, I did not feel like that. I felt like people were not that nice. Like, people were, like, bumping into you unnecessarily. When, like, it's not even that tight of a crowd. No. Like, you have time to move around.
Yeah.
Like, you have time to move around, but you're not moving around. Yeah, like, to me, that's ignorant.
I did get that. I'm sorry. I didn't interrupt. I felt like people were getting that vibe. They were like, don't bump into me. I'm trying to stand still. This fucking dance show.
I mean, and this is coming from someone, me. I don't stand still. So, like, I'm not getting offended because I'm standing still and someone's bumping into me, you know? I'm getting upset because people are like,
like, dude, you got 10 feet on either side. Yeah, like,
there's way more places you could go, but yet you want to stand, like, touching me. I don't like that. And it's just like, get away.
Yeah, it's just you can read. I mean, I think it's kind of weird, but it's kind of cool that you can read the vibe of a place just by your feelings. Like, I don't know how many times I've, like, gone to a party and I'm like, I got to go. And then I found out later that night something fucked up happened.
Yeah, usually for me, the first bad sign, that's all I need is one bad thing. Yeah.
Like, just that one fucking thing, and you're like, I'm done, dude. I gotta go. Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I did. I've never done coke, man. I've never done cocaine. Mm-hmm. But I went to a party not knowing what was going on, and I walked into the basement, and everybody's just fucking doing coke, and I'm like, I gotta go. Like, I felt nasty. Like, I didn't get a good vibe.
Yeah, that's a dark vibe.
Right, like, I gotta get out of here. So I was like, no, I'm gonna go outside, get some fresh air, and I took a 3-mile fucking walk all the way back home. Like, I'm not doing this shit. This was a long time ago when I was able to do 3-mile walks. But
yeah.
But anyway, so anything else you guys want to say before we go watch some violence on the talking pitcher box?
I'm ready to not talk, honestly.
Well, okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you've been talking.
Been talking
hey man, why
today.
Don't you tell 18th Street to hook me up? I'm always drinking their beers, man. Give me a little sponsor here. Dude, look at my fridge.
Come in. I'll take care of you. I'll buy you a beer. Okay?
Well, I know, my buddy Sean, he runs the door.
I played a show with his band before.
Dude, Sean's actually really
I heard his CD, but I heard his new stuff because they got it on iTunes now. Like, I've known that guy since fucking high school.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he could sing like that. And then I heard his shit. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this, bro? I didn't know you can do this shit.
I think we talked about that last time. They were fucking drunk when we played with them.
They were hammered.
Those,
and awesome,
dude. Those boys were ready.
Yeah. I love those fucking guys. You can tell they're big, drunk, fucking Viking-looking motherfuckers. Yeah. Fits the name.
Yeah.
But Sean's very nice, though. The first night I worked with him at 18th Street, he came up to me and was, like, talking to me and being so friendly and nice. I forgot he was the same person that I had previously seen, like, live at a bar or wherever we were at. I forget.
Yeah, they played with us. That was on my birthday.
Yeah, they played with you. They played with Low Country.
Have you guys?
And so I didn't even remember him. And I was like, oh, wait, you're that guy.
Have you guys seen Thor Ragnarok, right?
Yeah, I've actually watched the beginning, but not the end.
You were deathly sick that day. Okay, and like I was
the best way I can describe Sean is he's that Korg the big rock guy. He's like,
yes,
hey, man. With hey, bro. Hey, bro.
Like, I love that guy.
He's big and scary looking, but he's a fucking nice guy.
He's my favorite side character in the Marvel series. Yes. That guy's the best.
He's like, I feel guilty. I stepped on him, so I've been carrying him around.
Yeah,
he's like, alive. What'd you say, bro?
He's like Australian, too. He's like, hey, mate. Yeah, hilarious.
But he's actually going to be on next month. So I have him coming in on the 8th.
He's super nice.
Oh, nice.
I love that guy, man. He's such a good guy. I love him. I can't wait to have him on just talking bullshit with him. Because he's got like great insight on, you know, what the behind the scenes of like getting a show and touring and going overseas and buying a spot for whatever, you know, trying to bid for a spot. I can't wait to talk to him about it. It's going to be fun. But
yeah, we played that show with them, and I believe their drummer was fairly, and I'm being generous, if he was fairly drunk, and he was just like fucking up a lot of their song real bad. Like, it was
like, if you don't get your shit together, yeah, I'm dude. Ending
like,
it.
I remember like Sean turned around and he put the microphone down, but you could still hear him. And he's like, I fucking swear to God, I'll beat the shit out of, like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, I'll fucking end this show right now if you guys don't get your shit together. And it was mainly the drummer because he was just like drunk and like, you know, like, you've probably been to the point where, like, you got a show and you've had too many drinks, and your foot function just isn't
your motor skills just go.
Yeah, it's like you can do a sloppy version of the fills and some of the chops, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah,
he was like that the whole song, every single song, in a death metal band that's primarily double, you know,
blast beats.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and let's end this. Let's go ahead and watch the fights.
Yes.
Jackman, where can they find you besides 18th Street?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Instagram. Good luck.
you got to shorten that one up.
You figure it out.
I don't really stay on social media a whole bunch. I do love to post pictures on Instagram, but my Instagram is, you know, a secret, so.
There you go. And then she'll be having a podcast real soon.
Yeah.
Very, very soon.
Stay tuned.
DJ, sir, where can they find you? And where can they find those fucking videos you posted, sir? I've been watching those.
I'm kind of
intimidated with you sitting across from me now. Watch, I'm like, God damn, this guy's got some chops.
Yeah, there's some fun stuff in there. Hopefully I'll be recording some more videos soon.
Please do.
It's like I put a post recently about how I wanted to write more music, and a lot more people hit me up than what I expected. So I've been pretty busy just kind of jamming with new people and trying different things. My Instagram's really easy. It's DJitsu. It's DJITSU or DJitsu if you're feeling froggy. I have a lot of drum videos on there. You can find the band that I jam in is Low Country, all one word, capital letters. We're on YouTube, fucking Facebook, there might even be a MySpace, who knows, Spotify, any music streaming platform. You look up Low Country or Low Country NWI, you will find us. Nice. We have music videos, we got merch, all that stuff. We'll be playing March 7th at Marco's in Portage with Dead and Buried, who is a Day to Remember cover band.
Oh, nice. I'll try to make it there. I mean, even if I got to park my truck somewhere close by, I'll fucking walk there.
The good thing is it's like right off the toll road, right, so it's like, it's
right
not
90.
Yeah, it's not like a lot of deep inner city driving, and I'm pretty sure it's a free show, and we'll probably play late. It probably won't be until like, you know, at least 10 o'clock, you know, start off.
Real quick, did you know there is a breakfast skillet called Low Country at Avgo in St. John? Fucking delicious.
That's another one. There's a seafood restaurant in Chicago called Low Country. And we get a lot of those references.
There's like shrimp.
You should just do a collab with them.
There you go. Wow. Yeah, like the crab
like
specials
Low
on
Country
Monday.
Holding Low Country breakfast.
straight up a marketing collab.
There we
I
go,
see it in
man.
The future.
All right, so guys, thank you guys for coming in. I really do appreciate it. Again, one of my favorite podcasts, one of my favorite drummers. I appreciate you guys for showing up.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go watch people beat the shit out of each other. Thanks for listening, guys.
Let's do it.
Yeah.